My guest today will be the ex-track star, Tom Courtney, winner of 2 gold medals for the United States in the 1956 Olympics. I'll open my conversation with my guest, Tom Courtney, right after we hear this important message. In 1956 in the Olympics, you won 2 gold medals. Are you going to compete again?
No, Jackie, I wish I could, but I did some coaching up at Harvard while I was at the business school there, and that makes me ineligible.
Oh, you cannot compete, even if you coach, even though that this is just a job.
No, I've joined the ranks of West Santee. I've become a professional.
What do you think about this ruling? Is this a fair rule?
Well, I don't think everything about it is fair, but I knew when I made the decision myself that it did mean the end of the running, and with some regrets, I did it.
Mm-hmm. Tom Courtney, I was at one of the indoor meets a short time ago, and I was wondering, with guys smoking into the stands, and the air would be a lot closer, wouldn't it? What is the difference in running outdoors and running indoors?
Well, the main difference, as far as I'm concerned, is you usually have to run around the track 12 times to make a mile. But outdoors, you have a quarter-mile track, and you can pretty well do your own running and not get spiked and jump all over the place. It's kind of hectic indoors, as far as I was concerned, although it's certainly nice weather in the winter.
I was noticing in this particular race where these guys are jockeying for position around that first curve, there's elbows flying and everything else. Have you ever been knocked off the boards?
Well, I've collided lots of times, let's say that.
Mm-hmm. But being one of the stronger fellows, you were able to jockey for the better positions. Is that what?
Well, at least one of the heavier ones.
You're talking about weight, heavier ones. Now, we had a little fellow out at Pasadena Junior College when we were competing out there. And as I said, he was a real small, wiry kid. In running the distances like this fellow did, he ran a mile and 2 mile, he seemed like he could run forever. Now, I've noticed the young fellow who won the cross country.
Johnny Kelly.
He was a small man.
Oh, about 112 pounds.
Uh-huh. Now, this, to me, it just seems to me that a guy this size wouldn't have the stamina to go through 112 pounds running cross-country and all these distances, and yet they seem to be able to run forever. Do you think this holds true in other sports as well, where a man that is small, wiry, is able to go a longer time than a guy with big muscles?
Well, apparently, from all I've read, the lighter man has more endurance because I guess the load, the weight he carries and all isn't as heavy a load. So there must be something to it.
Tom Courtney, real pleasure having you on the program.
Jack, it was my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.